This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon, we have the first half of a wonderful virtual concert. It's so cool because it's so intimate, featuring Grammy-nominated songwriter Kim Ritchie from her home in Nashville with her friend, the Grammy-winning songwriter Don Henry.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is Don Henry over here, who's joining me. One of my most favorite people in all of the world. I'm going to drink a bunch of water.
Same to you, baby. Kim doesn't recall this, but for about 5 minutes, we were in a band together. I mean, she remembers playing together, but she didn't realize it. I guess maybe in my mind I had made it a band called Meetin' Three. It was me and Bill Lloyd and Kim Ritchie and Pat Buchanan.
That's pretty good.
That's a good name, Meetin' Three. And we all went on to some better things. So we did a few of these songs together. This one in particular. This is a song about falling out of love and moving in with your folks.
I'm just going to cough through your entire
That's fine.
Thing.
That's kind of the theme, so let's stick with that. All right, here we go. This is called Back on the Farm Again.
The girl leaves, my heart grieves. Mom and Dad, can I stay here, please? I'm back on the farm again. Oh no, there there goes a couple dozen I told you so's. I'm back on the farm again. I swear I got a gun underneath the bunk bed. Gonna blow away the rooster if he wakes up the dead. Had the hot rod to pay the credit card. Death is too easy, life is too hard. The folks snore until four, and then you gotta do the morning chores. I'm back on the farm again. Take it, me. When I left the hometown, I flipped a birdie at the drugstore clowns. Now I'm back on the farm again. I can't sleep, it's no good in this peace-infested neighborhood. I'm back on the farm again. I swear I got a gun underneath the bunk bed. Gonna blow away the rooster if he wakes up the dead. Had the hot rod to pay the credit card. Death is too easy, life is too hard. Pretty thing, you're so soft. Meet me later in the hayloft. And this is where you do the goat sound. I'm back on the farm again. The girl's great, our hearts mate. Love drips with a twist of fate. Whoa, and I'm back on the farm again. I'm back on the farm again. Dun dun.
Yeah,
that was great. Nice job.
We haven't sung that song together in like
a really long time.
Yeah, maybe 2 years or something.
Yeah,
Kim, you got it down—the goat thing and everything. I mean, wow.
The goat thing.
I know the goat thing. Yeah, that's my. Yeah, that's
fun.
Oh, Don Henry, I love you to bits. I can just—you can just play, and I could just sing harmony. That
I'm
would
having
make
a big time.
The most happy.
Play another great Kim Ritchie song. Without a capo?
Yeah.
You play it and I'll figure out what I'm going to play as the song goes down.
Okay. Well, you better play something good because you requested this, so.
I know.
I wrote this with my friend Tom Utes, and it's called Angel Share, and if you don't know what the term angel share means, it's when, you know, they put the whiskey into barrels to age, and then when they take the whiskey out of the barrel, there's a wee bit of it that's gone because of evaporation, and they call the part that's no longer there the angel share. So the angel share is basically nothing. It's all gone. So, there we go.
Okay, let her fly.
Yet one more lights down every night.
This just around the corner the other day. It's an 8-string uke, a Lely. All right, let's see. I'm gonna do one that Kim wanted to hear. She wanted to, so this is fun. We've sung this one together a couple times. I co-wrote this one with Craig Carruthers.
Can you tell the little story about that?
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Oh God, there is a story to this one. A little bit of a story. Craig and I were teaching a class with Steve Seskin out in the Bay Area, California Bay Area. And let me tune this as we do this. And someone asked Steve Seskin, who had put the whole thing together, had asked him, why do you use, you know, when you're writing in songs, you tend to use cities like Atlanta or New Orleans, or, you know, he goes, well, it sounds good, it sings good. He goes, no, it could be any city, really. You wouldn't want to, like, say Schenectady. And so when he said that, Craig and I looked at each other and went, oh, it's on. We're going to write a song called Schenectady.
He didn't know the two y'all very well, did he?
No. And it started off just to be a goof. But when we got back to Nashville, Craig called me and said, man, you know, I've been thinking about that idea. I go, yeah, let's get together. We got together and we kind of blocked. We knew it was going to be about going back home again, uh-huh. Back to your hometown.
Uh-huh.
That's all we kind of knew. And then he said, well, let me look it up. And he looks up the word on Google, and it was a Mohawk word that meant far side of the pines.
Oh.
And it's where you go after you leave this mortal coil, and you go to the far side of the pines. And we both looked at each other, and we had goosebumps on our arms. So we knew it had to be about that guy.
Returning.
Yeah. So
I love this song. It's beautiful. The words are great. The melody is beautiful.
Oh, thank you, dear.
See? Just that.
That's a little capo, man. All right. For you guys, for you guitar players at home, this is a partial capo, so they're lots of fun, so give it a try. I had to pay for mine. I don't endorse it. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
can't go back again, but here I am, just 100 miles to where I'm from. And as the wheels touch down, I'm safe and sound. I'll probably make it in before the dawn. Schenectady. Rolling past the gold and blue of the old high school, driving through the early morning mist. We're coming to the hardware store where I worked before, right across the street from my first kiss. Home, this is home. They've been expecting me. Home, coming home, where they respected me, protected me, connect to me. Mama's waiting in the drive as we arrive. There's nothing I can do to dry her tears. Dressed up in my uniform on this gray morn, I finally made it back, but I'm not here. Home, this is home. They'd been expecting me. Home, coming home, where they respected me, protected me, resurrected me. Schenectady. Now I'm gonna rest my bones in this field of stone. I'm gonna settle in, 'cause I've got time. Home at last, neath the leaves of grass, forever on the far side of the pines. Schenectady.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. It's fun singing that, having that harmony.
I know I've told you this before, but I don't think I knew you when I bought your album, your first album.
No, I don't think so.
No, and I bought it because of the cover. And the cover is so fantastic. I'm sorry, what's the name of the
Wild in the Backyard?
Yeah. So I'm looking at this cover, you know, and I'm going, I have to have this. So I got it. And I came home, and I have such a clear memory of this that I put the record on, you know, started doing something else. And as soon as I heard it, I said, I need to just sit down and listen to this, which is really hard for me because I have such spilkus. I can't, like, sit in one place for, I have to be doing at least 10 things
me
at
too,
one
man.
Time. And I sat there. I can, it's just, the memory's just so plain to me. I sat there, and I'd never heard anything like that before, the arrangements,
man.
The songs. And I just thought, this album is so fantastic. And then I got to meet you finally.
Yeah, it wasn't long after that either.
Because
we all kind of had that thing, Bill and Radney and you and me, and we all kind of had our little things going, and they kind of brought us together. And so that to me, even though I only made that one record on Epic Records, it introduced me to everybody that I love to this day that I work with.
Bet.
It opened doors for
great,
thank you.
Great Kim. Record. Sorry, guys, I'm having some tuning problems. What's the problem here, dude?
So close, so close. There you go.
There we are. Yeah, that's better. I wrote this song with, I love writing with people. It's one of my most favorite things in the whole wide world to do. And it's funny, Don Henry and I had never written a song until, what, a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Never written a song. I don't know if I told you this or if you remember, but long time ago when I first kind of knew you, I wanted to write with you, and I had you come over and I played you a bit of a song that I'd started. And Don Henry says, yeah, that's great. You should probably finish that on your own, which I think means, like, I don't want no part of that.
It's funny.
In a nice kind of way.
It's not at all. I learned early on that when somebody has a song half done, they have a vision for it already.
Uh-huh.
And when you try to get in and change their vision, it never works.
So you weren't dissing me.
No. I always like to write with people from scratch.
Uh-huh.
Because then we're both in on it from the top. Whenever someone ever brings me a song half done, I go, man, you need to take that one home yourself. No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
It's a way I learned early on that you just disappoint people when you try to get in on their idea, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you'd have told me that like about 25 years ago.
I know. It did sound like this. You should take that one.
Yeah, that's really good. You should.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I'll call you. So anyway, I wrote this with my friend Jenny Queen, and I'm from Ohio. I was raised around Dayton, Ohio, in Kettering, and Jenny is from Xenia, Ohio, which is maybe like about half an hour away. And but of course, we didn't know each other as kids growing up. And I met Jenny in Australia when I was there writing and playing shows and festivals and stuff, and she had moved there with her husband and child. So we started writing together, and I really loved writing with her. And this was one day we got together to write, and we were trying to figure out, like, well, what do we want to write about? And she was telling me that she had a cousin, I think it was, that worked on a barge on the Ohio River. And so I thought, well, maybe that'll, you know, we could try to write a song from a barge worker's point of view. And since our combined vast knowledge of of barge working, through our combined knowledge,
it was a natural thing for you guys to do.
I know. And so anyway, that and Google, we figured out. But this is called Your Dear John.
Let me down easy. I've been on this run too long. I don't read your letter. You can't make me your dear John. Follow the guidelines. Tonight the boys and me make tow. Pulling all these shadows up and down the Ohio. River gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. 28 days on from here, the towns all look the same. 28 days of muddy water gets into your veins. River gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. And shotgun shacks like broken smiles. willows weep for all the miles, all the miles of sweat and tears washed up on the banks around here. I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Your dear John.
That's the first half of the virtual concert from Kim Ritchie in her living room in Nashville with her friend Don Henry. We will have the second half tomorrow afternoon here on Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio in Chattanooga.